I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy. Almost as good as the Kowloon. Almost.
Well, I found a woman.
Is this going to be your sister's first hand?
God, no.
Is this her vibe?
No.
What's her wedding song?
Layla?
It's like from Eric Clapton?
The end of it.
Really?
Oh, right before it goes into, Yes.
Yes. It's really pretty.
All right, 617-931-1234. We've all heard about Bridezilla, but
yes.
Annie is dealing with the anti-Bridezilla, and she doesn't know what to do about it. So if you could give Annie some help, that would be great. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. What happened?
So when Caitlin asked me to be her maid of honor, obviously I was so pumped. It's such a cool thing to be able to do with your sister. And I think it's just a scary thing because I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never been in a wedding. I don't really care about this kind of stuff. I never want to have a wedding like this. It's just not me, right? So throughout the whole process, even in the beginning, for bridesmaids' dresses, let's say, for example, she was like, I don't care. You can get it at Marshall's, which is great. But it's not at the same time because there's no kind of direction. She's like, yeah, you can pick like one of these 10 colors. And I'm like, Caitlin, I have 5 other girls asking me what they need to buy and what they need to do. I need you to help me out a little bit because if not, like you need some kind of direction. So maid of honor duties, you know, I took care of the shower along with the bridesmaids, planning all of that, planning the bachelorette party, all of these kinds of things. Typically, the bride takes care of the makeup artist because it's somebody who they feel comfortable with and they'll do a trial with them and the kind of makeup that they want to do. And I'd say about 3 weeks ago, Caitlin was like, oh, yeah, I didn't pick anybody. And I was like, what? Excuse me? Because the bridesmaids, again, are like, so, you know, what's going on with the makeup artist? What time are we starting to get ready? Who's doing hair? And I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to figure that out now. So now I'm scrambling to find a makeup artist.
And right.
Thank God I found someone. She's being so helpful, taking the day off of work, accommodating, coming to my sister's house, doing all of these things. But for someone like my sister who is so chill, she's not very girly, she doesn't wear makeup, she's not like that. And
somebody on the text line is calling her Bride Chilla.
That's exactly what she is. And it's while that is great, I think if you're going to decide to have a wedding of this magnitude with this many people.
How many people?
150.
This is a big wedding.
It seems strange, though. If she doesn't care about any of it, then why is she doing it?
Yeah.
Like this big or whatever. Or is she doing it, you think, for...
Well, that's...
That's a story for another day.
We've had that conversation, too, because I picture her on a beach barefoot in, like, jeans, right? That's always how I picture her. And I think maybe you get to a point where you're like, well, maybe I do want a big wedding, which is great. It's going to be beautiful. But like it's at a really beautiful location, 150 people, there's professional photos being taken. You have to get your makeup done. I'm sorry, but you have to.
You got to have the photographer there when you're doing the makeup too. You got to have those photos.
All of these things.
All of that stuff.
And she's just so like, well, you know, I've never had my makeup done when I've been a bridesmaid or I've never really wanted to. So I just was like, yeah, I'll figure it out. You can't do that.
Just going to go to CVS and get my shadow and call it a day.
She calls me at CVS the day. She goes, what foundation color am I? Caitlin, you're 34 years old. I don't know.
Can we at least take her to the mall and go to the MAC counter or
something?
That's
what I said. I said, you can go to the nice people at Ulta.
Yes.
They'll color match you.
Yes.
I can't help you out right now. We are also different shades. I can't do all of this for you right now. Also, stop going to CVS for foundation.
Did she call the makeup artist?
I called the makeup artist. So I figured all of this out because if I didn't do it, she just wasn't going to. And then you leave the five other bridesmaids hanging, and I'm not going to be responsible for that. But I think I just, you know, I didn't think that was a maid of honor duty for me, because it's typically not. And still, she's just like, yeah, like, we'll figure it out.
What else is hanging out there in the ether?
It's really nothing that terrible. Like, we have the bachelorette party this Saturday. Everything's pretty much planned and set for
entertainment
that.
For the party? You having DJ Dan?
Dan, would you like to DJ the bachelorette party?
We can discuss my rates.
No, I mean, I was talking about the wedding reception.
He's like, I am busy. they have a DJ for the wedding. And I just think, and if you've ever been a maid of honor, you've ever been in a wedding, you know how it just gets so crazy. And then the day of, it's all worth it. Everything is fine. Mm-hmm. But it's just so much more difficult when you don't have someone that's like, okay, I want it done this way, this time, this particular order.
I've never heard of that before. My wife planned every detail down to the buying the crystals that went on the cake. Yep. She designed all the, like, my wife did it all. She didn't want anybody helping her. She's like, no, this is my day. You can give a little input, but this is mine.
You know, I wish I was Lana's maid of honor.
You'd have done nothing except just show up.
Seriously, just show up. I showed up and brought champagne to the room. That was my job.
It's such a wild thing, because you're almost like, oh, well, this is nice. You don't have someone jumping down your throat, but I'm like, maybe just a little bit. Just a little, little urgency. Just a little.
Bridechilla.
Bridechilla.
I like that name, Bridechilla.
She is Bridechilla. Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's anything we can do to be helpful, Annie, please let us know.
I don't know. I don't even know what's helpful anymore.
All right, good enough.
I'm sure talking about it on the radio, that'll be super helpful.
Yeah, she's going to text me and be like, so what's up?
Really? Really?
You didn't say all that to my face.
I absolutely said that to her face. And you're being a grade A pain in my you-know-what.
Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming up?
All right, so we're going to talk about Joshua Bassett. He made an announcement earlier this week, and he's clarifying some of the things he said. Plus, J-Lo, Ben, what's happening?
Speaking of love and wedding.
Caramba.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.